I'm joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 1-1 draw with Met Police. Alan, is that an opportunity missed to extend our lead, or are you happy with the points?
I'm too late with the point because I didn't think we deserved it. I thought Gerrard, Cook, Dunnock, yeah, that's were useless. I should have went with a good feeling. I blame myself, to be honest, so it's my doom. I wanted to make a few changes tonight because I sensed it a lot. I didn't want to... It's just because we done so well Saturday. I thought it was right to give some people a push for places, but I'll be doing that this Saturday because I'm not having... some performances out there were pathetic, to be honest. And, I thought we outpassed with. I thought we outbullied with. We haven't got anybody to make a tackle today. We've got some good players in that dressing room. I'm not going to deny that. I don't want to really get rid of anybody, to be honest, but I do need to freshen things up by, obviously, Hux will come in, without a doubt, and letting our likes of Turley and bloody Serge and all that, and Julian Thompson and John Neal. I think we've got to have a shout and all, or be very close, because I can't accept some performances out there, to be honest.
I thought for the first time this season as well, we looked tired out there in the second half.
You would do if you're chasing shadows, and that's what we're doing. And if you haven't got anybody to win a ball for you and put a tackle in, and you, when you get the ball, you give it away so cheaply, you're on. If you've got your centre-halves who wouldn't put a foot through the ball and just blink and defend like fannies, to be honest, we are going to struggle, and we will be tired running around chasing shadows.
Well, it just sounds like you're happy with the point, but we did have our chances to win it. Tommy Williams particularly, just after they equalised.
Oh, I should have scored. I think Cole should have done better in the first half, and Tommy's missing an open goal. I think Lodgy out the end's got in there, should have scored. Like a night Lodgy didn't, you know, he's playing like a superstar at a minute. Not a minute, did you? Very individual, didn't want to pass the ball to nobody. End product, not very good. So that just sums it up. We need people like Lodgy on song, and that's how important he is to us, really. Tonight was awful.
Do you think we should have had a penalty in the last minute? Big handball shout.
Handball shout. I didn't say much of it, to be honest. I shouted myself, but was it? Wasn't it? I probably, you know, maybe. I don't know.
You have stuck with the same team the last three games. It sounds like you're going to mix it up Saturday.
Definitely. I've got to. Simon, I need to do that because I think we've got quality players. Well, it's no good having quality players sitting in the stand every week. And some of them have been thinking, oh, Craig, we haven't played very well today, but we've been winning games, which we have done in a few occasions. Not many. We deserve to be top of the league, and that's where we are. And I know it's top against bottom, or it might be. I don't know how Corinthians got on tonight. But we need to shake things up. Like, and I thought a front two just didn't look. Not interested today. Me and Hamsey looked at it, and Morton, we had a free kick away, Tommy's on the ball, and we had five or six players in there. A couple of them have got hands on the hips, a couple of them, you know, and that shows to me that they're just a little bit gone. So some of them have got to realise that they've got to fight for their place this season, and I won't be making the same mistake I made last year. And if some of the lads come in and don't do it against Corinthian casuals, then I'll change it, then I'll make changes. 10 games unbeaten, that's a plus. I've got to look at that, of course I do. So I'm not going to say I want to get rid of anybody, but I think some of the squad players need to come and have a go.
You mentioned unhappy with the front two. It could be worse. You could still have Steve Goddard up front. What an awful miss that was.
It was an awful miss, slightly, but I thought he caused us problems. I really did. I was happy Forrester wasn't playing because I thought our back two, especially the centre-half, struggled against him. He was strong and all that, you know, and stuff like that. I thought Steve had a good game tonight, but yeah, it was a bad miss. But, you know, and we've had a bad miss as well, so it probably evens itself out. But we were a better side on the night, and we'll be more disappointed with us. When the referee was going into, when we were wasting time at the end, I was quite happy with that, to be honest, because I thought tonight we won out of races at all. And like I say, I'll blame myself.